This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision?
Good morning, everyone. AJ here from Marsden District Council. I have got the man, the myth, the legend, Craig Bowyer from Marsden District Council. Craig is the Deputy Mayor and he's a sharp shooter around the council table. Thank you so much, Craig, for giving up your Sunday and coming to have a kōrero with me.
Thank you very much, AJ. It's a pleasure to come along here and just discuss what's top of your mind, what's top of the public's mind. So, yeah, really looking forward to the next little bit, yeah.
Oh, really appreciate it. And to acknowledge you're the man beside the mayor as well, deputy mayor for this term.
Yes. It's been a privilege to be able to do that. And it's a lot more involved than I thought. To be honest, I thought it was probably going to be a little bit less than that. But, quite more involved and you getting to see a lot of different people in the community and getting really the next level depth from when I was on council that first time, yeah.
Such good intel, and I want to do a bit of digging in that. But I thought for those of you out there that don't really know Craig, tell us a bit about yourself. What's your background? What's your why? What gets you up in the morning?
So my background is my family, we're from Ikitahuna. I went to boarding school here at Wairarapa College. Did that for 5 years and actually thoroughly enjoyed it. Poto College House.
Love it.
So that 5 years. And then if I'm being perfectly honest with you, really achieved nothing for probably the next 10 years. I came back to New Zealand when I was 28. I travelled quite a bit and came back with the outstanding value of $128 to my name and a backpack full of clothes, a liver that had probably seen more adventures than it needed to, and decided I really needed to get on with life and was fortunate enough to make a lot of good decisions from then on. Always made lots of bad decisions, but enough good ones to outweigh the bad ones that has enabled me now in my 50s to be able to give more time back to the community, as in getting involved in being a councillor and the Automobile Association and various other things, yes. So
let's just backtrack a wee bit. I got stuck on we've got liver issues from all of the abundance of Waipiro that might have been drunk around the world. Where did you travel to, Craig?
So I spent about a year and a half in London, and further up the country I played rugby for a country team up in a town called Oswestry in the middle of town. Canada, Western Australia, through Asia, most of Europe, Beerfest a few times, back in the, things were a bit different. I slept in the Munich train station, up on the second floor a number of days. So yeah, it's just fun times learning about yourself and your ability to cope in circumstances that are different to what you have at home.
Yeah. And, there's education, but there's travel. And, like, what you learn about yourself and others from travel is irreplaceable. I went to a polytech and studied at a university, and I still think my time travelling has really grounded me in the value of travel and who it makes me and what things are important to me and then to our community. So I completely understand. And when you came back to New Zealand, did you come straight back to Masterton?
I came back to Ikitahuna. My family has had a farm up there, farm for many, many generations, and I'll be honest, it was an opportunity, and an opportunity that I probably did not realise until maybe halfway through my travels overseas. Realised I was fortunate to have that opportunity, so I came back and kicked on, and as I say, made a number of good decisions. One of them, of course, was marrying my wife.
That's the best decision you've made.
Yes. And I was then able to continue on and build on that. And it was a good time. Good time.
And so were you on the farm for a wee bit, Craig?
Yes, very much so. I started farm manager there.
Wow.
Went to share milking, then brought a property, a farm, then managed to continue on in that kind of doing things like that.
Awesome.
And, as I say, it has enabled me
yeah.
to be able to continue with what I'm doing now. Yeah.
It's a really nice tie into understanding, and I'm not sure, which is why this kōrero is great, right, that all of our community understand them. Sometimes we get, we're a rural people, and I sheepishly say I'm rural with my 16 acres, my 50 sheep, which, you know, they're pretty much all named in my five steers. But it does give you an understanding into the challenges that our rural community face when we think about, you know, the large land mass that we have and where our rates sit and when our ewes are split. But for you that lived that life in terms of, you know, milk prices up and down, that really affects you, you know, how we look after the earth and the land to make sure that it will, you know, sustain our animals through the cold, you know, all of those things. You've got a really good understanding.
Yeah. Thank you. You have to look at the milk solid price when we first started was $3.25, okay, in my first year. So you learn to make do, and that's one of those things. And some days you just have to throw the checkbook in the drawer and go, okay, it's survival, which is not what you want.
Yeah.
And no one wants that in any of these times because you really need to, as a community, not survive, you need to thrive.
100%, yeah.
And that's really what is driving me now, is to see a community thrive. I'm really big on community facilities, making sure we have this. I'm probably veering a little bit off topic here, but for a very long time, I saw that council wasn't achieving what it needed to achieve. We got stuck on, you know, the town hall years and years and years ago of different ideas without kicking on. And so, you know, we've seen in the last little bit, we've redone the airport. We're now doing the library. We've got the CBD happening. There's a really good possibility that a town hall is going to be coming here. And those are facilities that will stand us in great stead for the next 20, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. It's a really good point because we also get that criticism around a lot of hui and also not a lot of dui.
So
being around the council table and, you know, remembering that we're outcome focused and what does that look like and what are our priorities is really important. It's great to hear, and there's often a few of us and you're one of them around the table. And when can we expect to hear this back, or what's the next step, which is that part of that accountability around let's make stuff happen for our community. And so that leadership as well around sometimes like amalgamation, we don't have all the information, or if we're making a big decision that we know might be controversial, like the town hall, we're still have to make a decision thinking about future generations of this town and wanting this to be a great place to people to live, work and play. So just to acknowledge those, Craig. And so was that the main motivator for joining council?
To be honest, that was part of it, but to use a word that may get edited out later on, I started because I actually give a shit. Okay? I see society, and this is going to sound probably a bit airy fairy, but we're really starting to head down this way of the haves and the have-nots, and it only seems to being amplified more and more as you get it. And I'll acknowledge I am fortunate, and I have I'm probably one of the luckier ones, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate anything that happened beforehand. You know, as I say, 28 years old, $128, $130-odd. So you've got to be aware of where you come from, and you've got to make sure that you bring everyone along with you. Sometimes it's not possible. We know that. We know society, whereas sometimes you can say, well, yeah, you gave it a crack and we didn't quite get everyone, but it's about trying to get everyone along and making people feel that they belong to a community. That's really quite important to me.
And it's such the heart of local government, and I think why I'm so passionate about local government too is that it's about all of your community, and there's the most amazing things in Masterton that are free. You know, our beautiful Queen Elizabeth Park, Henley Lake, our most used facility, and we know we've got challenges around, you know, reducing barriers for people to cost of entry to our rec centre or our pool and all things like that, but it's you know, all of those heart things, the library, you know, that people can go to a warm, safe, dry place to get assistance, to use the internet, to, you know, grow their education or whatever it is. And I think it speaks to, you know, your comment around ensuring that everyone has a place and that we have those spaces that, that people can come to and be part of.
Like the library, classic example, you know, we're redoing it now, but previously it was quite noticeable. You could drive down that part of town after the library is closed and people are in their cars outside using their laptops, using whatever, because they know they've got the access to that free Wi-Fi. And that, that to me is just great. Great to see people making use of facilities. It may not be open, but they're still able to use something we're able to provide, which was great to me,
Craig, one of the things I was reflecting on, and just for those listeners out there, we're recording on a Sunday. This goes live on a Tuesday. We'll be up on Arrow FM on the Monday. But one of the things I was reflecting on, every council, full council meeting, which we just had on Wednesday, with the big topic being amalgamation, but each of our elected members that are working on specific projects or on committees for council give a bit of an update. And as the deputy mayor, I was surprised at how much you were doing. I just wondered if you were happy to share some of the things that you've picked up as the deputy mayor that, for example, other councillors in our community might not know about.
Great little intro into what's there. So part of my role on the Regional Transport Committee, which meets in Wellington every 6 weeks to discuss and try and iron out the issues of regional transport. This is public transport, this is our roads, all that stuff that connects into them. So I'm part of that, and that segues into NZTA, trying to get more funding from NZTA for various bits and pieces. So that's every 6 weeks. I'm the chair of the Wairarapa Road Safety Council as well. There's the audit and not audit and risk. God, now I've lost my train of thought. Also YT Waters is taking up a lot of my time. So I'm the chair, the stakeholders forum chair of the four councils. So that's just trying to, as YT Waters, our new water board, gets stood up, it's just about trying to make that, it's like a cake, trying to get it together, bake it, so that then we can hand the cake over to the board and all the staff of the new YT Waters. To take us forward, yeah. So there's lots of little bits and pieces that go on, but you've just got to get out there and do it, yeah.
Yeah. And the good segue there, Craig, the YT Water I thought would be a good conversation to have. And I was just reflecting with Craig that happened pre-me. And so I was just wondering, how did that come about? Was it like the amalgamation from government? Was it a you shall? And acknowledging that we have been staring down the barrel of Central Hawke's Bay and their crypto spiridium outbreak and the impact that has on communities, and also the increase in health and safety requirements because of that and the raising of expectations, particularly around potable water, which you can understand, we have the potential to infect our whole community. So how do we, most of our community, so how do we manage that? So interesting in how that came about in the first instance, Craig.
So you did right. It was this really did start from the crypto outbreak up in the Bay. The Labor government got onto it, and they were wanting it was called Three Waters, large amalgamation of water assets throughout the country. We had a change of government, so it changed slightly to a we kind of like amalgamation. Now we want you to do this. And, of course, it's voluntary, but...
voluntold.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. So we cracked on with that. Our option was to go with Wellington Water, and at the time there was quite a bit of negative press. One of our councils to the south was involved with Wellington Water, and it had some not-so-good results out of them, okay? And so we decided that the three councils here would amalgamate, and Tararua were very keen to come on board. So that's where we ended up with those four councils. And it's good because we're all regional. There's a lot of different plants involved. But yeah, it's good. We've kicked on. It's taken a lot of discussion. Our assets are all at different stages. And one of the things I'd like to point out here is that, Masterton's asset management plan over the years has been what I perceive to be very good. We had our own issues 25, 30 years ago, I think it was. Since then, things have been done very well, in my opinion. Yes, Yes, and I said this many, many years ago when I first ran. If you live in Coburn Street and a couple of those other places, you're going to disagree with me, okay? And I fully understand that, and that's something which we will still need to work on. Mm. You know, when I was at college, I knew there was Coburn was an issue then, and we will work on this and get from there. But you know, a lot of our assets are in good stead, and so that has enabled us to get to where we are now. Yeah.
And Craig, the bit that I love is that I've been on the other side of the fence and worked in local government, and I completely agree with you. Some of our operators that we've had, you know, particularly our finance and our large infrastructure, have been really good operators and have made decisions for future generations where we have invested in water, and other people may have chosen to invest in other assets for their community, but we've made significant investment and completely agree with your comments. It doesn't mean that some of our solutions are acceptable or tolerable to us. And the thing that I really liked from last week's council meeting was the update from our infrastructure manager around all of the engagement we're having around the hotspot, and that we're actually looking for short and long-term solutions. And I think as councillors, that's exactly what you want to ask. Like, we know it's not acceptable what's happened and we want to find a solution. And then part of that larger solution is the YT water. So just for clarification, Craig, so we had a wired up Tararua model, we had and then we had the Wellington option and so there was a large amount of conversation and consultation around that, and then the decision was made around wired up plus Tararua.
And that there was a fairly robust conversation, and you know, not everyone agreed around the table, and some still don't agree. But that is democracy in action. And at the moment, I believe, being the chair of the forum, being able to discuss with the board, the chair of the board, Adrian Young Cooper, there's some outstanding people have come onto this board. Three and a half of them are locals out of the five. A new CE has just been announced, Paul Floyd, and he brings a multitude of international experience, okay? He's currently in Kuwait running a desalination plant. He has expressed the desire to come back. One of the other desalination plants in Kuwait has been targeted, and it turns out his wife and one of their daughters are in Greytown.
Oh, nice story to come home. And what great experience, not just nationally, but internationally. And I think if you could deal with Kuwait and desalination, we will have a good shot here in Wairarapa plus Tararua. Craig, one of the things we get questioned about all the time, and I think you articulate this really well, is, you know, what does it mean when we've touched on the stewardship of councils around these significant facilities? And I believe Marsden District Council has done a good job in that space, and maybe other councils aren't at that same standard. What's going to happen around that, and what does that mean for our ratepayers?
So we're reasonably fortunate, and we have pricing models for the water are going to be different for each council. We use a thing called the cost to serve principle, okay? And that was one of the things Marsden councillors were very big on, is that we shouldn't be paying for someone else's lack of investment, if you want to put it that way. So we were very keen to make sure that we wouldn't be hamstrung by that. So the cost to serve principle is in there for the next 9 years. That doesn't automatically mean that after that those rates will be harmonised, okay? What it means is that it comes up for discussion again. And the way the constitution is written, Marsden holds considerable sway in that decision. Until then, it will be on a cost-to-serve basis, and Marsden's assets are pretty good. So the cost-to-serve should be, and I'll say the word should, because you can never guarantee anything, but I can pretty much guarantee it, if I'm being honest, will be less than everyone else's, okay? And not by a little amount, they'll be considerably less than some of our neighbours, okay?
And just to demyth some of those things. So cost to serve refers to the electorate and boundary which you are in.
Yes.
So, for example, Masterton,
yep.
Carterton, South Wararapa, yep. Tararua. That's what we mean by cost to serve. And that's a function that we use in our rates and our finance and rates policy. And the other one that you talked about was harmonisation. And correct me if I'm wrong, harmonisation means sort of you share the load, flat yep. line across everyone?
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Yep. yep. Yeah, yep.
That's just a longer word for everything gets averaged out, yeah.
Correct. So just for clarity, Masterton's made significant investment and our cost to serve would look like different from our neighbours based on their investment yes. and what needs to happen. And that after that 9 years, there's no direct implication that that would change. That's part of a wider conversation.
Part of a wider conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's really helpful to understand, given, you know, we think, oh, goodness, Tararua, five small water treatment plants, all of the little towns, I think it's five from memory, all the little towns, you know, what does that look like? Small rating base, the same conversations we have about amalgamation for those reasons. Yeah.
Very, very true about same thing around amalgamation. It's, yeah, this not having the population to then spread out those costs is really pertinent, but you know, you see some councils who have larger populations who have very large debts. So, yeah, well, it's
and very large issues.
Yes, yes. So, it's a there's some interesting times ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Craig, where are we at in the process at the moment? So we've just announced Chief Executive on Friday last
yes.
week. Yep. And so when does the sort of handover start and when can the community expect to see something from the water entity as opposed to the council?
Okay. So looking at 1st of July next year, take over, and we'll, there's a big comms plan being worked on so that people will be more aware of what's going on. There is currently, you can subscribe to YT Waters, the website, and get a, I think it's monthly or six-weekly newsletter that comes out at the moment, so you can subscribe to that. But you're looking for that 1st of July takeover. And the whole idea is that it will be seamless. So the day beforehand, if you have a problem with your water, you ring up, Marston District Council will sort that out. The following day you ring up, it'll be YT Waters, but it should be seamless. It should be dealt with as soon as possible, yeah. As soon as Marston District would have dealt with it, yeah.
And was that date, could you choose that date? Because one of the things we reflected on at that meeting was the kerfuffle that seemed to have happened over the hill where we had people receiving their first water bill and in the same week receiving their rates bill and then this, you know, and we really didn't want to have the same situation. So we got to choose the start date of the new entity?
Yep. So the start date was chosen probably a year ago now when I think about it, in order to give us plenty of time. And one of the great things of seeing Te Aki Wai, the Wellington one, stood up is that it was, in my opinion, done quite quickly. And so we're able to learn from those teething issues, so to speak, you know, because we want people to feel that, to have confidence in the water, to have confidence in what's going on. You know, I would imagine some Wellington ratepayers at the moment, would still have some concerns as to has anything really changed.
And, Craig, when we think about the water and how much that makes up of council operation, roughly what is that? And do you have a value of that that will then be transferred to the new entity?
I don't quite know off the top of my head the value of that because that changed. At the moment, all councils are still paying down debt, still doing their asset management plan. So that final figure has still to be finalised that. But what's the first part of the question?
Oh, and how much does the water part of council, how much is that?
So it's around 35 to 41, 42%.
Yeah, I thought it was about that 40 and I thought I would ask you.
Yep. Just depends on, like everything, it depends on how you actually add the beans up, how the bean counter adds up those beans, okay? Yeah.
And what has surprised you most about this process, Craig? Being really, you know, you're the Marston District Council rep on this and you're also then the leader. And probably the next question, what surprised you most? And then just talk to us about the group you're on and then the board, just for clarity.
Okay, so what surprised me most about this is the level of regulation that is already in there. You know, if an outsider looked at the issues of water up to this, you may have thought it was an unregulated wild west.
Mm.
And I'm saying when you look at the issues Wellington was having. But no, this is a highly regulated industry, and it's getting regulated even more. You know, Marsden District Council sends water samples daily to be tested. Okay? So it's very regulated, and those water samples are taken from different places around the district. Yes, so its regulation is there. It's going to get even more regulated. Okay, so for us, the group that are on the stakeholders forum, our role going forward, once we've now employed the board is now functioning, our role is the holding to account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want surprises. We need to know if there is an issue. And when I say an issue, we're not necessarily talking about a failure of a water test or something. We're talking about, okay, we have this work plan. It looks like we're not going to be able to afford to do it in the timeframes we thought we could. So, again, this comes back to this cost-to-serve principle. You know, you don't want to be having your ratepayers financially destroyed because you're trying to get a water treatment plant to an exacting standard in year one. You know, maybe it's better off to take to year five to get that done. And the government, the DIA, are quite understanding about the realities of this. Mm. You can't fix, you know, 20, 40 years of underinvestment. You can't fix that in 2 years. Yeah.
So interesting, Craig, because that's my challenge and feedback around the whole amalgamation is that actually it's the wrong conversation. It's the conversation around who's responsible for what, but actually the kicker is how do we fund it?
Yep.
Because it's exactly feels like maybe death by a thousand cuts or, you know, we're looking at water as one part of that. But then we think about the broader amalgamation and the roading conversation for the likes of our neighbours at South Wairarapa that can't afford their roading network because they don't receive enough subsidy and they don't have enough ratepayers. And so we're having that sort of, it feels a little piecemeal. And then when you layer on RMA, for example, and all of those other things, you know, local government's never seen so much reform and change. And you're right, it's this intergenerational catch up of and at a government level, right, which is why they're looking at an infrastructure policy that will be cross-party to ensure that we don't go, oh, well, bugger it, let's leave it for our mokopuna to make those decisions.
Yeah. Well, one of your classic examples is that just about every bridge that is built in New Zealand now is a bespoke bridge. Okay, surely someone out there can go, okay, for a 10-metre span bridge, this is the design you use. And for a 20 or 30, this is how you do it, okay? We need to stop getting away from all these bespoke designs for everything. It's just killing you. And you'll see even more of this as, and I think all listeners will be aware of it, that we have this issue now where when you spend $100 on a product, on doing something in councils or businesses especially nowadays, and that by the time you actually do the work, you've probably only got $30 left. Because $70 of that is spent on the bureaucratic nightmare. So we need to be able to flip that, okay? And this is one of the challenges, and you'll see this yourself as a councillor, AJ. The challenge is being able to flip that. Now I personally think Marsden District Council has run pretty well, okay? I think it's run pretty well. That's not saying there can not be improvements, but you know, you look at the RMA and what it's done to us over the years, how things operate now, we're getting pretty poor value for money. You know, like I say, that $100 being spent, we're probably only getting 30 of it hitting the road, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be able to flip that somehow. And I think this amalgamation will also focus quite a bit more on what do regional councils do? Okay, and now, all councils, are we getting value for money?
Mm.
What can we do? How can we change it? Can it be changed?
And I love the conversation about efficiencies, not just cost savings, but actually doing things better, you know. Yeah. That excites me, because we always talk about savings, but actually, is there another system or process that we could implement that would make this, the 70 is on the road and the 30 is not, you know? I think you're right. And then also the procurement practices, you know, how do we ensure that we have great procurement practices that sit across three councils for a 10-year LTP that then give a great pipeline of work, and our, you know, our contractors have a level of confidence that they know what's coming and we get a better price.
That's one of the things with Waitie Waters you're going to see. There's now a huge, I know this sounds ironic, pipeline of work coming in water.
Yep.
And so you're going to see people knowing and having the confidence that work is there, so industry's setting up. It's also going to provide a good career path for people. You know, there's going to be a lot of apprentices having to be trained, engineers. There's a lot of work out there to be done. And, it's about getting on, kicking on, trying to remove some of that red tape to get things done. But geez, sometimes that red tape's almost got a brick wall behind it some days, yeah.
Completely understand. Craig, we're just about at the end of our time. One thing that you have loved about being an elected member?
Being able to talk to people. Now, one of the things they say is, geez, you cop a bit of flack. But as soon as you realise that people having a crack at you is really, they just want to know that someone has listened, okay? Someone who could possibly have some influence has listened to them. And as soon as you're aware of that, and whether that's online, whether that's in the supermarket, whether it's when you're having a beer and someone yelling across the room and having a crack at you, you just talk to them. And they're just wanting to know that someone has listened. And as soon as, for me, I found that hard the first year or so. But as soon as I realised that, no, they just want to know that someone has listened to them, then I'm more than happy to have anyone to have a crack at me. And if I can answer their questions, I will. If I need to follow it up, I will. Mm. So no, I actually thoroughly enjoy it. Some of the bureaucracy does your head in every now and then. Mm. But once you get your head around that, yeah, you're okay. You're okay.
Mm. Craig, I had a further question to that, which I thought was really interesting, and now I've lost it, so it couldn't have been that interesting. It was so interesting, I forgot it. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you giving up your Sunday to come and have a talk, and particularly your leadership around Wairarapa plus Tararua Water, but also just to share my observation around the council table. I've really appreciated your approach. You're very considered and measured in your approach, and I don't think you get easily rattled, and it's good to keep level when sometimes we get emotive in the decisions that we make, and I've you know, seen you hold the line, and also the ability to ask questions. I used to talk about the tough and the right questions, and I think sometimes I'm like, oh, good, tick, that's the question that needed to be asked, and we were comfortable to ask that.
And that's the great thing about council. We're all different around the table, and you know that, okay, if someone doesn't ask this question, I've got it sitting here, but you know we're all so diverse and different ways of things. The council table at the moment, I think, is great. I think you've been a great addition to it.
Stop.
Okay. I think we've got a good council at the moment. I really do. And we all have the community at heart, and we all want to see Marston and the Wairarapa thrive.
I completely agree. And everyone's comfortable to speak up, and they represent different groups of people, which is just our community, which is perfect. Just for the listeners, thank you so much for the feedback around topics that you would like to cover. There was a request for some more detail around cross-subsidisation of the amalgamation conversation. So I was just having a yarn to Craig and thought I might see if I can get in a staff member to come in and talk us through that. Just sort of debunk some of those conversations and then try and make them a little bit more digestible and understandable. The other question was around our voting system. So I touched on that, single transferable vote versus a first past the post. So single transferable vote is what Greater Wellington Regional Council have at the moment, and first past the post is the current system that Marsden District Council has. And we had a vote on that, but there was some questions about doing a deep dive into that. Again, I will try and find someone that can articulate that in a non-confusing way. And then the last question I received was around the contestable funds that were made available within Queen Street and like what they went towards and what the criteria of that. So thank you so much for the comments and questions. I will find the right people to come and have a corridor around those particular things. A very big thank you to you, Craig. I appreciate your time and all that you do for the community, whether it's on council or your myriad of other hats that you wear off council. I'm enjoying learning and working with you, my friend, and many more to come, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you very much, AJ. It's been a pleasure to come here today and talk to you about some of the issues that are topical and maybe not so topical as well. But no, thank you very much for the opportunity.
No problem, my friend. I'll close out with our music and then we will head on out.
Politician, can you make a right decision?